Starting a business is exciting. It can be exhilarating, especially when you get that first paycheck or deposit from a client. Your family, everybody's happy, everybody supports you, but nobody tells you or prepares you for what happens when that business fails. What do you do? Do you freak out or move forward? Let's go. What's up, y'all? Hey, Robert Kennedy III here, RK3, that's me, and we're back with another episode of the What's My Story podcast, the show where we deep dive, where we look at pivotal moments in people's lives. We talk about how they got from there to here. We walk into the challenges that they faced and how they navigated to the current success that they have. We have had some amazing stories and will continue to have some fantastic story. Today is no exception. You're going to super enjoy this guest that we have today. But before we jump into the guest that we have today, I want to remind you about the Story to Stage Summit. If you are a small business owner, if you are an entrepreneur, small, solo, 1 to 5 employees, and you're trying to figure out how to gain more visibility for your business, how to attract your ideal audience, well, we've got a summit that will help you do just that using the one thing that's unique to you, your story. So join us on February 22nd and 23rd for the Story to Stage Virtual Summit. You can go to www.storytosagesummit.com and sign up there. Make sure that you do that because seats are limited. They're selling out. People are registering already. And so we want to make sure that you're in the room. We have 9 phenomenal presenters. We've got Dr. Delatoro McNeil. We've got Lois Kramer. We've got Kat Dunn. We've got Kirk Nugent. And we have so many more that you are going to get super value from. So make sure that you head on over to the Story to Stage Summit, www.storytostagesummit.com. Get registered February 22nd and 23rd. We want to make sure that we see you there. Also, if you are listening to this podcast right now, I hope you're not driving because it's a video podcast. We want to make sure that you get the audio. So guess what? Every Thursday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Daylight Time, Eastern Time, whatever time it is on the East Coast of the United States of America, 7 o'clock, we release the audio version of this podcast, What's My Story Podcast.live. Head on over there and you can even binge and get some previous episodes, get super value in your life. What's My Story Podcast.live. Lastly, I want to make sure that you hang out with us and you know when things are going live for us. So do me a favor. Boom, right here. Text me. Hold on 1 second. There we go. All right, there we go. Text me. 410-936-4049. 410-936-4049. That's how you can get the information about where we are, when we're going live, and when we'll have fantastic trainings, teachings, and information for you. All right, let's do this thing. Today's guest is Darian Hill, and he is passionate about helping individuals release. Ooh, I like that word. Release their inner champion. He has over 15 years as a marketing consultant. He's trained banking professionals for clients, Fortune 500 clients such as SunTrust, BB&T. He's been featured as a social media correspondent for the Central Florida News. He's an author. He is the founder of Smart Growth Solutions. But more than that, he says the biggest thing that he's got going on, he's married 20 years and he's got 2 kids in college. OMG. Let's talk to the man himself, Darian Hill. Darian, what's happening, my man?
Robert, listen, man, it's so excited to be here with you, my brother. Thank you so much for having me on the show. This is fantastic.
Well, listen, you told me, man, I'm looking at you. I've got this gray stuff happening down here. You got all this black stuff happening up here, and you tell me that you got 2 kids in college. How is that even possible? You look like you're like 32, maybe.
You know what they say, something in the water. And I'm going to keep drinking it. That's all I got to say. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, man. Yeah. Love it. So what's the most exciting thing that's happening in your world right this moment? What's the newest thing that you're like super passionate about?
Yeah, you know, in life is all about transitions, right? And I'll share my story a little bit later. But, yeah. You know, the biggest thing is the transition in my business is really merging, you know, who I've become in this journey called life into my marketing business. So oftentimes that we have this, you know, desire to do something more, to be able to express ourselves in a different way, to be able to make a bigger impact. And Robert, as you know, personal development has always been a part of my life. And so the question has always been, how do I transition that now into what I'm doing to marketing? And so I'm excited that, you know, really trying to bring out, not trying, but I'm bringing out my Unleash Your Inner Champion brand. And that will be launching soon, where I'm going to be going more into the coaching and consulting arena. So that's exciting right now.
I love it. But and I love the passion and the excitement that you have about this. But today we want to talk about the time when it wasn't always that way.
Yeah.
So I, probably like yourself, I've started several businesses. I am about four businesses in at this point. And my very first business, I didn't know a whole lot about running a business. I just said, I saw something that I wanted to do. I said, yeah, let me do it. And then we went along, but there were a lot of gaps. And by the time I got to my third business, I had this business that exploded spectacularly, not in a good way. Mm. Right. So let's talk about that. You said to me in our pre-show stuff that part of your story is that you had this business that didn't turn out exactly as you wanted. So take us back to when you started this business. What was your driving force behind getting that business? What business was it, and what was the driving force behind starting it?
I love that question, Robert. And to what you just said, you're right. You know, as we go through this entrepreneurship journey, we're going to have a multiple iterations of our business. You know, one of my favorite quotes comes from Winston Churchill, who says that success is the ability to go from failure to failure without losing one's enthusiasm. Mm. Well, Robert, I wish I knew that quote back in 2006, because, you know, I certainly lost my enthusiasm when I first started my company, eCard Solutions. My first company that I started with a business partner back in 2004. And, you know, in 2006, unfortunately, went through a very traumatic and life-changing experience with that business. eCard Solutions was a small business that focuses on helping, you know, other companies be able to accept credit cards. And so when we got into business in 2004, Robert, I mean, things just took off. We were having great success, had a plush office. Everything was going well, you know, and as a young man in business, I felt excited. As you can imagine, having all this great success, making money, you think you're on top of the world. Everything is going wonderful.
Yeah.
And things were going so well, Robert, that the local Chamber of Commerce actually awarded us the New Business of the Year award. So we were being recognized in the community. We were making some great strides, you know, building great relationships. And so beyond just being on top of the world, I felt like we were really making some inroads within the community and being an example for so many people to follow. After so much success, things started changing up a little bit, Robert. I noticed that my business partner, he started getting a little bit distant, and coming to find out, he was doing some side deals, trying to circumvent the business and get all the income for himself. And so, you know, on a Friday, I remember it was a Friday, Robert, we had a conversation. And I said to him, listen, you know, this is not the path to success. You know, this is not going to work out. And we talked, and I walked away from that experience thinking that we would work things out, right? But unfortunately, he had something else in mind. So on Monday, when I walked into the office, Robert, literally I walked into the realization that the whole office was stripped.
Wow.
The whole office was stripped. Yeah. My business partner took everything out of the office. And as you can imagine, I felt like someone just literally just punched me in the gut, Robert.
Wow.
I felt, you know, I remember thinking at a time like my life was over. And it's because of this, Robert, and this is what the mistake we often make in business and in life. And this is what, you know, Winston Churchill warns us about, is that, you know, I didn't realize how much my identity, Robert, was tied up in the business. You know, I didn't realize how much of me, my identity, was tied up in the success, in people's opinion of me, and, you know, the money and the cars and the home. You know, that's where my value lied, Robert, right?
Yeah.
And so many of us in this entrepreneurship journey and just in life in general, that's the way we're living our life. And, you know, Tony Robbins has a quote that says that the strongest force in the human psychology is this need to be congruent with the way we see ourselves, with our identity. And so my identity was tied up in the business. And unfortunately, when the business failed, guess what? You know, I start feeling like a failure.
Yeah.
And not just feel like a failure, but define myself as a failure. It's one thing to have a failed attempt.
Yeah.
But it's another thing to define yourself as a failure. That is where I went wrong.
Yeah.
You see, that is where I went wrong.
So the office is stripped. You walk in, you feel like you've been robbed personally.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like coming home and all your furniture is gone. Yeah. Like you've been robbed. What is the process then that you mentally go through? I mean, is it a 1 week, 2 week, 2 month process that you begin to go through in order to begin to recapture yourself? What's the process? What was the process like for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, first of all, the process was me, you know, having to confront the way I was living my life and then, you know, deal with the inner conversations, those dominant thoughts, spiraling out of control, daring your failure, daring you messed up, having to deal with that type of, you know, thinking and losing my confidence, first of all, and really pulling myself away from everything that I was doing. Because again, the way I was living my life was, you know, who I was the thinking.
Success. Who I was
and losing my confidence, first of all, and really pulling myself.
And so,
okay, I know we're getting a little bit of feedback there, but so, you know, that was the process initially, going in a downward spiral. And then, you know, having the opportunity for someone to share with me a resource that really helped me to turn things around. I got the movie, the DVD called The Secret. Mm-hmm. And when I watched The Secret, all of a sudden I learned this one thing, that we become what we think about.
Right.
We become what we think about. And so it opened up my mind, Robert, to the reality that, you know, I got myself there through my thinking, the dominant repetition of this negative idea that I'm a failure, that I'm not good enough. What are people thinking about me? That I got myself to a space of feeling depressed and feeling a lack of confidence. And I saw the light at the switch to turn things around. And so I started this process of just, you know, reprogramming myself, you know, introducing a new story, looking at the situation a little bit differently. And that's where I started to come out of the valley, if you will, to start the process of moving into the next phase of my life.
I love it. Yeah. So I want to start moving into that next phase of the business that you now have and how you began to develop your confidence to even start something else after having a business traumatically ripped away from you. It wasn't like the business failed. It was ripped from you. And so that takes a little bit of renewing your mind, as you've been talking about, in order to move forward. So let's take a quick break. But when we come back, I want you to take us through, okay, what was that moment like when you now said, okay, let me begin to put this stuff back together and go out on my own again, away from the safety net of a job? You want to make sure that you have systems. You want to make sure that you have merch that really works for your business. Go check out Press and Sew. Go to PressEnso.com. Sylvia and Andrew Nixon will take care of you. Let them know that RK3 sent you. All right. So let's go back to Darian. So you've got this business that's ripped away from you. Now you're having to do all this mindset work. Now you're having to, as you've talked to us about, and we love the word that you used here, you've had to begin to tell yourself a new story about what happened and what's next. So how do you now begin to turn the corner and get your mindset into this space of, okay, it's time to step out of the nest again. It's time to step out of my safety zone again and do this thing. How do you do that?
You know, so Willie Jolly said that a setup is nothing more than a setback for a comeback, right? Mm. And so, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I had to start to invest in myself. And so I was starting to study a lot of personal development books. I started to study a lot of psychology at the time. Mm. And I really became passionate about understanding who I was and rebuilding me. So first of all, I had to rebuild myself, like rebuild my identity. And so, you know, studying all these books, going to conferences, studying some of the greats like Tony Robbins, that really started to rebuild my identity. And as a result, I became so passionate about, you know, human performance and why we do what we do. And as I'm studying, you know, these books in psychology and I'm studying personal development, I'm always starting to study marketing, like really pick up marketing. And I'm realizing, wow, marketing and psychology is so, so close to each other, right? There's a lot of relatability. And, you know, social media started to come around at the time. Mm-hmm. And I saw an opportunity, Robert. I saw where businesses were going to need to be able to navigate this new platform. And so because of that transition that I was going through, and because, you know, I was studying so much psychology, I was studying marketing, you know, I started to implement what I learned. And I started to go out and, you know, reach out to businesses to help them to utilize Facebook and utilize Instagram so that they can start to grow their business. And it was a transition for me personally that allowed me to really accelerate my growth when it comes to marketing, because the way I was showing up in the marketplace was much more powerful. The way I was showing up is, you know, I had a lot of knowledge about how to help my clients cultivate a relationship with their audience when they are distracted, when they are telling them, you know, disempowering stories about why they can't get their products and services. And so that's how I made that transition. It was a personal transformation for myself that ultimately led me to then get into the line of business I'm doing right now.
Right. So I think let's dive into your business a little bit. What would you say is the biggest, and I'll use this word, excuse that you constantly encounter amongst your clients about why they can't, you know, sustain a social media visibility or presence, or why they can't, you know, why they can't make social media work for their business?
Right. You know, social media is like the ultimate mirror, right? It's a mirror reflection of you. And so oftentimes the thing that I hear is, well, you know, I'm not a great marketer. You know, I don't want to do videos. You know, I'm afraid to show up on social media. You know, money is always going to be an objection, right? But the bigger thing that's stopping them is the fact that they have a gift that they want to share. And they have these belief systems, these stories that they're telling themselves that's disempowering. And so you notice that it's the lack of consistency in showing up, the lack of consistency in sharing their ideas on social media and showing up so that they can make that impact. And so that's one of the great things that I love about what I do is beyond just marketing, I get to support many of my clients beyond those limiting beliefs and those mindsets that stop them from sharing their gift of value. You know, social media is a platform that you can plant your seeds of greatness, your seeds of context, your seeds of insights and ideas. And so, you know, I help my clients to be able to navigate some of those conversations and stories they tell themselves so they can show up more and more consistently to be able to get the results.
Yeah. So how do you advise people? I mean, now, you know, back in the day, it was MySpace, right? Yeah. Then, you know, Facebook, and now we're kind of meta in the world here. But you, in addition to that, you've got so many different options here, yes. Right? What advice are you giving to people who are just navigating the social media space? You know, and they're seeing, okay, oh my gosh, you mean I got to dance on TikTok? Oh, I got to do reels. I got to do what advice are you giving the nervous people?
Yeah. So the first thing is don't follow the mistake that most business owners make, which is start to market on social media without a strategy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Remember, social media is just a media, but there's key fundamentals to marketing success that you have to follow. Number one, you got to know who your audience is. That's number one. Who do you want to speak to? What problem are you solving for what particular audience? So you start there. And then you have to figure out what is the message that's going to resonate with that particular audience. Okay. And then you figure out what media is your audience on. So if they're on TikTok, then yes, there are certain nuances to TikTok where it's all about, you know, short videos, short form videos, dancing, you know, the latest trends. So you may want to adopt the nuances to that particular social media channel because that's the environment, right? That's the culture of those social media platforms. But if they're on LinkedIn, then you have to adopt the same culture, different culture. If they're on Facebook, it's a different culture, right? And Instagram is a different culture. Mm-hmm. So I would say the main thing for you to have success in your marketing is not just to be focused on the media and saying, I need to adopt the nuance of that particular media. You want to start with who your audience is. You want to make sure you have a message that's magnetic and congruent to connecting with that audience, and then figuring out where they're showing up, where they're hanging out. And then you decide upon the type of content that you need to be able to produce on that particular media. And that's kind of the foundational basis of success and why so many people fail in their marketing, believe it or not. I mean, we try to jump on LinkedIn, we try to jump on here, try to jump on TikTok. But ultimately, if you don't have those fundamentals in place, then you're not going to have success in your marketing.
Wow. How do I know whether or not my story or my message is magnetic? And so, I mean, I think a lot of the clients that we get as well are, you know, they think, oh, I don't have a story. I don't have anything interesting to share. Yeah. What are the things that you're telling your clients when they kind of say, you know, I don't have anything that's magnetic. I just got this product. You know, what do you share with them?
Right. Well, first of all, you know, they have to understand that, you know, relationships start with being relatable. So mm-hmm. when you think of the word relationship, right, what is the root word for relationship? It's to relate. So oftentimes they're thinking that they have to sell their product or their service. That's the fourth thing. But really, you have to sell yourself.
Yeah.
And so what people are looking for, the people are looking to connect with, you know, brands and individuals within brands before they even make a purchase. In fact, I love what Simon Sinek says. He says, the goal of business today is not to just to do business with everyone who wants what you have, but the goal of business is to do business with people who believe what you believe. Right. So what I tell my clients is that, you know, when you show up on social media, you want to show up real. It's not just about selling the products and services. It's attaching your core values and what you believe to those products and services. So you can share your story about what you believe. You can share your story about your core values. You can share your story about why you started this business. And so everyone has a story, right? The story of your successes in life, your failures in life, the story of your product or service. What is the reason that you decided to even start promoting this particular product? There's a story behind there. And so we explore these different questions. We explore these different options of stories that they can use within their marketing. And they oftentimes find out that there's something that is relatable to either a problem that the audience is having right now that they can share about their own story, or there's a situation within their product itself that can also connect to the audience. So that's what we go through. Yeah.
So let's. I wasn't planning on asking this, but I'm gonna throw this in here because of where we are in the social media world. Some people are saying that Facebook is kind of on the decline. As a matter of fact, the stock market told us this last week. Mark Zuckerberg lost quite a significant amount of his net worth. So, you know, what are you sharing with people? What's the trend? What's the next thing? Where should we be paying attention if one of these major platforms is, you know, starting to kind of run their life cycle?
Yeah, and that's the reason why, again, having that marketing fundamentals is so important because, again, things do change. I mean, Facebook right now, it's a little bit difficult for coaches and consultants because they just remove some of the audiences to even target. So things are always changing. And so what I say to clients is, number one, know where your audience is. And so if they're on Facebook and Instagram, do you need to leverage Instagram a little bit more because of some things that are happening within Facebook, right? Is your audience on TikTok? So there is a opportunity to diversify, but you want to make sure that you're not diversifying just for the purpose of diversifying, but you're diversifying strategically, right? So if we notice that Facebook is slipping a little bit, number one, it's harder to get conversions or the cost per conversion is going up, then we may want to start to look at where else is our audience migrating to? If they're leaving Facebook, they're going somewhere, right? Where are they going to? Are they going to TikTok? Are they going to YouTube? Right? Are they going to LinkedIn? And so you want to watch those trends and see where your audience is going and then set up shop there so that you can start to sell your products and services through your content. And so it's really about just understanding the ebb and flows that social media is just a media. You had television, we still have television today, but we had radio was a popular thing, we had billboards, we have all these different media. But ultimately, the process doesn't change. You just need to make sure you're strategic with understanding where your audience is migrating to and making sure that you have a presence there.
Love it.
And
Love
that's the
it.
shift.
Love it. So, what is the way? Let's talk a little bit about how you specifically help people. I mean, you've shared with us, you've almost given us like a 10-minute masterclass here. You've given us some really gems, some gems that people can begin to use. If you're just out there spraying and praying and you're just kind of putting information out there and hoping that it's going to convert, that's not a strategic approach that's going to really help you. So, as Smart Growth Solution, as Darian Hill, what is the thing that you can share with, how do people find you and work with you specifically to help themselves and their business grow?
Beautiful. Thanks for that question. So, we work with coaches, speakers, authors, and service-based entrepreneurs who are struggling to be able to leverage social media to increase their visibility, to target the right audience, and of course, convert them into a client, a customer. And so we have a three-step process that we put together, Robert, that helps them to attract the right person using magnetic content, take them through a very systematic process that's predictable and proven, and then ultimately be able to convert them to a sale. And so if you're in that category, if you're someone who is really struggling right now, maybe you're seeing costs going up in your Facebook advertising, maybe you're noticing that your engagement is low, maybe you're not getting as much people to engage in your email campaigns, then we'd love to be able to support you. If you go to smartgrowthsolution.com, you'll be able to fill out our contact form and reach out to me so that we can schedule a 30-minute coaching session. That's right, a free 30-minute coaching session. And that session simply is for us to just evaluate what you're doing right now. Give a little a different eye, a perspective on, some of the areas that you may be missing in your marketing, and we'll be able to support you on a blueprint for free on a direction that you can go. And if for whatever reason you decide, you know what, I don't want to do this on my own and I love you guys and I want you guys to support us in the process, we'll be able to support you through that process as well. So that's how you can reach out to me.
Love it. Love it. Darian, this has been fantastic. You've shared with
Yes.
us a powerful story about your business being ripped from you and the work that you had to do on yourself in order to get to this next level, to this next place as well. Hang out in the green room for just a few moments while we wrap this thing up. You know what? It's fantastic when you're able to share a story with the world. It's even better when you're able to really sit and look at your own story and see how you've grown and see how you've transformed. But in order to do that, you've got to stop for a moment. You've got to express the, you've got to look through the different situations and experiences and challenges that you've gone through. And you've got to ask yourself the question. Yes, this has happened. Yes, this situation has taken place, but what's the learning in this? What's the feedback in this? What can I use or what can I take from this in order to grow? Because you see, all of that stuff isn't stuff that's meant to hurt you. It isn't stuff that's meant to throw you away or discard you. It's stuff that's meant to grow you. And as we say at the end of every single episode, Everything that happens to you in life is your stuff. Your stuff is your story. And your story, yeah, you got to tell it. Your story deserves a stage. Hey, y'all, I'm Robert Kennedy III, RK3, and I'll see you on the next episode of the What's My Story podcast. Peace. What's my story?